We'll call the Gates County Board of Equalization to order at 8:30 on the clock for Wednesday, March 19, 2025. The Open Meetings Act is leaned against the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Thiemann, and Dorn. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Any discussion? Please vote. It's gone. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Okay, let's try Motion. This, see if this works. Yep, okay.
Please vote. Five in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Claybaugh. Any discussion? Please vote. Five in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items for equalization? Seeing none, I'd ask for a motion to go into public hearing at 8:32 on the clock for tax exemption on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Adams, second by Dorn to go into public hearing at 8:32. Please vote. Motion carries 6-0. This is for Mosaic. They have a 2019 Ford bus they're wanting to put into service. Will be used for transportation of individuals with developmental disabilities to and from activities. If anyone would like to see the application, anyone from the board want to say anything in the public hearing? Anyone from the public? Mosaic's a really good organization in our area.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Lytle.
Second.
Motion to come out of public hearing at 8:33 by Lytle, second by Dorn. Please vote. Motion carries. Lytle, Adams into, Dorn seconded, Lytle out of, Dorn seconded. I'd ask for a motion to approve.
So moved.
Tax exemption on vehicle.
Coming out of public hearing.
Yeah.
Second.
Yeah, that was 6-0. Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn at 8:33. I'm sorry, was that you, Gary?
Yeah, me and Rex.
Motion by Lytle to approve.
Excuse me, Rex and I.
Tax exemption for Mosaic, second by Adams. Please vote. 6 in favor. Up next, approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 11. This is just an amended return. Total difference, $216.96, if anyone would like to see it. Otherwise, I ask for a motion to approve tax correction slip number 11.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Any discussion? Was it Claybaugh?
Didn't matter.
Second by Claybaugh.
He was thinking it.
Still more accurate than Dorn. Not this Dorn. Any discussion on tax correction slip number 11? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Patty. I was hoping Terry was here to question you, but what do you have going?
My husband, Terry?
No, your friend, Terry Jurgens.
Is the reassessment done down south?
Is it done? It's been drove by, and there's probably the values are on. Let's put it that way.
As in?
Today's the day that everything goes in. They're working on it. NACA when MIPS is working on it right now. So.
First thoughts?
why did I do this?
How far off?
Mathematically, probably not off.
How far were they off, I think, is what he's asking.
I don't know. What's a lot value? Got to have a sell of a lot value. Those were going up on.
Can't resist.
So basically, NACO and MIPS is the site of MIPS. I was on a TerraScan computer system, and so we just transferred over a year ago. So what they're basically doing is upgrading all my, we have a working file, so all of the pricing and everything, we dumped 23 cost tables in. That alone will take, that was last year. That alone, because some assessors were even on a lot older ones, you know, with the price of everything. So you start out at a base value quite a bit higher. Then you try to determine quality and condition of every property. That's a real hard call down south. And that's the hard, you know, I don't have so much of a problem in the north, but south is just going to be real difficult. So we're running into some things that are a little bit more, you know what I'm talking about. Cookie cutters, like in some places, like when you talk Lincoln or whatever, your land is supposed to be about 20% of the total value. Okay, that doesn't work in a small town that way. And it doesn't really work that way either. So on a $200,000 house, there wouldn't be a land value of 40 grand. Not in Blue Springs or Waimea or Goan even. So those are things that when they set up a manual, because we go by a manual, Marshall and Swift, those are more like metropolitan areas. So that becomes really complicated. And, you know, really you've got to have vacant land sales to say this is what the lot's worth. And you don't have many of those. You were actually, Blue Springs was actually giving those land values away, but those land values weren't valued hardly at anything. It's improving, and as it improves, I think that people will come in and maybe buy those lots. You know, that's talking Blue Springs. But for every one house that might be average, you've got three or four that aren't real good. And that goes to the south part of the county. Now, you get out in the country with acreages, those are a whole different topic. So mass appraisal is very, very hard. And then also conditions and qualities. You can kind of tell a quality of a house, but conditions, we're not getting in them. I mean, people really don't want you. And Lincoln isn't getting, you know, I was asking other assessors, we have meetings. They're not getting in them. So we really need to know what's remodeled. That makes a lot of difference. And then is it remodeled with just coverings or is it remodeled with good quality? So I don't know. I think the best that we can do is put what we think. I mean, you know, what the market's telling us, and then we'll just have to go through. There could be some corrections and things like that, but those, you know, you still might have to protest it unless we find out that, okay, this part of the house wasn't finished like we thought, or, so I don't know. I've lived through five assessors and probably three revals, and they're painful. I'm just giving you a heads up. And another thing, on the county, I don't know, we probably should have some ideas because Emily and I were talking. We probably need to let you guys understand exactly how we look at our stats. Because, like, Claytonia right now is setting at 45% on the median level of value. Median being you've got seven or eight sales, and usually you have to have 10 in a town in order to deem it a good measurement of what the market's doing. So with a 45%, we're taking not an average, we're taking the highs and the lows and meeting in the middle. So when we say 45%, that doesn't mean that everything in Claytonia is at 45%, or it doesn't mean everything in Beatrice is at 89%. You know, we've got a lot more things to look at in Beatrice because you got a lot more sales. But you get in those small towns, that becomes complicated. Cortland and Adams are always strong. Acreages are always strong. But you, and unfortunately I live south, but, you know, Barnston, Liberty. I mean, that's a hard area to really value because we don't have any cells and we don't have, you know. So, and with that, I know there's a workshop where I can put something together at some point before we get into protests so that people really understand.
But the appraisers are done with the county on all the residential?
They're, okay, so basically we're still going to review more after this. I mean, we have to be done with values. So right now what's in the computer will stay in the computer.
How far have they gotten?
They've gotten to the south, but not as they need to go back and review some more because pictometry was able to give us the outbuildings. So they did those to find out outbuildings. The houses, you have to, they're going to have to put, like, we want flyers on there to have more information and to get a question, you know, questionnaire answered. But the questionnaires aren't getting answered either.
Did any buildings that you found that weren't permitted, did you turn those over to Lisa?
She can't do small towns. She can do rural.
They all have their
own.
Oh,
I'm sorry, if they have their own zoning, yeah. Anything outside of that, though?
Whatever we find, we've turned over to her. And we found a lot of it, you know, before these guys did. So... The biggest problem with mass appraisal is, even working with like Lloyd, what he does fee appraisal type things, but what somebody calls a condition of good, I might call it an average. I mean, those are not scientific, you know what I mean? And that's what gets complicated too, because that's all part of the pricing. The depreciation isn't so hard because you can kind of tell. But I see houses being flipped. Like, for example, I had a house in Beatrice that was $60,000 with the window air conditioning. A couple people came along and paid $85,000 for that house. So already they started the value higher than I had it. They flipped it, and it's way up there in value now, and they sold it. So those kinds of things get real tough as far as... And, you know, it used to be in the South, you didn't have, I mean, $100,000 was about the best you could get on anything. But now it's, Wymore's got a lot more, so we'll just have to see. I think we just go through, and I hope you guys can have, well, I'd like these guys to come down and explain what they've done, for one thing. You know, they should have a lot of sheets to do that. And just probably plan on protests. And in a way, that's not bad because that fixes the problem and that lets us talk to the people more. So we'll see. Have you guys heard any information? You guys had any calls from law enforcement? Or I called Gus and let him know they were down and around, so I don't think you probably have had any problems, have you?
No.
Until we see the evaluation notices. So...
We'll probably start hearing about it when people get stuff in the mail.
Well, that won't be until. So we have 2 months, really, to look at stuff pretty good because there's a lot of things I haven't completely seen some of it, too. So May 31st, they go out. So I'll be on vacation.
All right. Anything else for equalization? If not, we'll adjourn at 8:44.